I hope never to have a blood lab report tell me that I have high levels of bilirubin. That biochemical comes from the breakdown of red blood cells. High levels indicate liver failure in humans. Not so for at least 41 species of green tree frogs and several other frogs and toads that don't have the green color in their skin. These frogs have 200 times as much of blue-green bilirubin in their lymph than do other frogs and toads. They also have translucent yellow skin. The net color effect is green. The yellow cancels out the blue in the blue-green color. Why are these frogs alive given that bilirubin is toxic? Carlos Taboada and his colleagues at Duke University went looking for clues. They found that these frogs have the bilirubin bound to one of their immune system proteins, serpin. Using up all that serpin doesn't seem to cause problems, even though serpin is also needed to fight viral infections in these animals. Digging further into what's toxic. Yes, we humans live with bilirubin in us. Yes, it is toxic, but only at high levels. The same is true for water, for potassium, for lots of other things. We deal with a whole lot of things that are potentially toxic. We can't live without them. Their levels and their flows through our metabolism are the key. Regulated by our healthy metabolism, they are the good guys, chemicals wearing little white hats figuratively. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.